Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Thursday, February 13th, 2020. There has been quite a lot of activity with the coronavirus. Dr. Nyman would like to go over some updates. Dr. Nyman, you have the floor.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I just wanted to give a little bit of an update on the cruise ship. There have been quite a few developments. Most of the developments are actually tied into a widespread problem, apparently, and that is the availability of diagnostic kits. Yesterday, the CDC held a telebriefing and noted that the kits they had distributed was having a problem with one of the assays, that was giving inconclusive results, and they were withholding use of those kits to test actual patients because it hadn't really passed their diagnostic criteria. That was a bit concerning because right now in the U.S., the testing is actually done by the CDC, which leads to delays in shipping samples to the CDC for testing. Appears to be a similar problem in China. It's a little bit more understanding in China because of the number of cases they have. They have had a large number of cases listed as suspect cases that basically looked clinically like they were cases, but they apparently also have a shortage of kits. And they recently decided to move those suspect cases into confirmed cases in the absence of a PCR test because of that shortage. And that led to a spike both in confirmed cases as well as deaths. And that has captured the attention of the media with a big spike in cases. Especially since it was suspected that there were more cases than were being reported, including more deaths. But that lack of diagnostic kits also seems to be underlying some of the problems with the Diamond Princess cruise ship that's off the coast of Japan. That has been in the news for well over a week now because of the number of positives that is now being reported on a daily basis. Up until last night, the testing was limited to passengers and crew that were symptomatic or were close contacts of those that were confirmed. And then last night, which would have been in the morning Japan time, they announced that they would start testing the most at-risk patients, those that were 80 and over, as well as some of those that had interior cabins and were essentially locked in the cabin with a window that couldn't be opened, and I didn't think that that was an ideal situation. And those that were tested and were negative would be allowed to go off the ship, but still go to a location in Japan that to finish out their 14-day quarantine period. And those that were positive would be taken off the ship and taken to one of, I think, at least three hospitals that were accepting patients from the ship that were PCR positive. Apparently, the failure to test everybody on the ship or to be more aggressive with the testing was also related to the limited number of kits in Japan, as well as concern that there would the community transmission. There actually were a couple of reports this morning, one of the first death in Japan. The number of deaths outside of China has been extremely limited to one in Hong Kong and one in the Philippines, and now there's one in Japan. And in addition, there's increasing evidence of local transmission in Japan. There was a taxi driver that was cited today. That's kind of following the path of what had happened in Hong Kong and Singapore. Both of those cities are now reporting local transmission. And some of the first cases that were local transmission were various agencies such as cab drivers or van drivers or souvenir type businesses that cater to tourists. Employees of all of those businesses have been confirmed as being positive and likely were infected by arrivals from probably from China in most of those cases. But in any event, Japan does have a concern about local spread, but they also have an obligation that if they're going to restrict the movement of the passengers and crew on the ship, they have to do it in a safe environment. And the ship is anything but a safe environment. The all doubt was essentially removed by the latest update, which was 44 more positives, which included some of the patients that were not showing symptoms but were in these less than ideal circumstances, either because of their age, which was 80 and over, an underlying condition, or a location of their cabin. So even though many of those tested were not symptomatic or known contacts of infected passengers or crew, there were 44 positives. And there were only 221 tested. So even when those that don't meet the criteria that they're likely to be infected because they have symptoms or a close contact, they still came up with 44 positives. What was somewhat more alarming is that they still have yet to report that number. They typically put out a press release that gives the number of positives as well as the number tested. They have not reported that as of this hour. The only report they have issued was that they were going to be expanding the testing to those at risk, and those that are negative would be allowed to go off the ship but into a quarantine area facility, and those that were positive would go in the hospital. Media reports have indicated that it was 44 that were positive and that it was 221 that were tested, which would bring the number tested to about 713. Since there were 3,711 on the ship and crew, that means approximately 3,000 people on the ship have still not been tested. And it's not clear when that will happen, since the majority are not over 80, and close contact, it kind of depends on how that's defined, since the number of positives now is well over 200. I think it's 214 now. That almost everybody on the ship is probably had some type of contact with a positive case. And they frankly don't really know the source. The timing of these would suggest that these new cases are not due to the original group that was infected. It's not even clear who all those people are. An 80-year-old from Hong Kong has been cited as the index case. He was the first one identified. He lives in Hong Kong, but he was only on the ship for a short while. He flew to Japan and got on the ship in Japan. And the first part of the first leg, which was to go from Japan to Hong Kong, he got off at Hong Kong, took a bus tour, an optional bus tour, and then stayed in Hong Kong because that's where he lives. So he was on the ship for a relatively short period of time. Some of the media reports suggested a couple others from Hong Kong that were on that bus tour have tested positive, and a couple that were from other locations but took the bus tour are asymptomatic but did test positive. So there are some people that would be linked to him through the bus tour, but the vast majority of the over 200 people would have no direct link to this index case who left the ship probably a week before it ever got to Japan, which was on the 3rd, so that was 10 days ago. So it's been, 17 days since they could have any contact with the index case. And so the new cases would not be from him. And it's not clear where the infections are coming from. The passengers are still given 3 meals a day, which is brought in by individuals in hazmat suits. The introduction of food in trays and collection of empty trays would all provide opportunities for cross-contamination of the cabins that the passengers are largely confined to, but they also are allowed to go out for limited time and to maintain distance, but they would be taking the same elevators. They would potentially be touching the same handrails. And even if they weren't next to another passenger, they would frequent a site or object that was in contact with other passengers. And then the whole idea that somebody in a hazmat suit that has just collected a tray at one cabin goes to the next cabin to collect a tray just leaves open the definite possibility that virus is being tracked into a new cabin or left on a table where the tray is that they're being picked up. It's just not the type of conditions or environment that elderly travelers that are stressed out on a ship that they've been quarantined to should be kept. And the failure to actually evacuate these patients, well, they're whether you want to call them patients or passengers is a little bit unclear. They're probably both in many instances, is just, a clear failure of the government or of Japan or the United States, which has the largest number of passengers. There's over 400 passengers to actually, there were over 400 passengers on the ship. The number of positives now is probably a little bit under 400, but they would still have the largest number of passengers on the ship. And WHO, which is giving daily briefings and hasn't really spoken out saying how unsafe it is to leave. Most of the passengers are 60 and over. Many would have underlying conditions, and although they've recently brought 100 healthcare workers on the ship, there are reports of people that are symptomatic that aren't being tested or testing is delayed, and it sounds like it's the management of the over 3,000 people on the ship is textbook how not to manage infectious disease. And the fact that they're doing this early in what they're anticipating is going to be a pandemic. The U.S. has said yesterday that they do expect to see local transmission in the U.S. There probably is local transmission in Japan. There's certainly local transmission in Hong Kong and Singapore. And obviously there's local transmission throughout China. It's a emerging pandemic, and the ability of these agencies like the WHO or the US CDC or the Japan CDC to actually manage this when they're short kits at the beginning of the outbreak, and when they allow 3,700 elderly people with pre-existing conditions to be quarantined on a cruise ship for weeks on end is just deplorable. So that's it for now. The anticipation is that the number of positives will continue to increase. There's definitely people on the ship that are being infected, are newly infected. The testing of those is certainly delayed. The lack of testing in 3,000 of the people that have been on this ship, only 700, just over 700 have been tested. There were 3,700 initially on the ship. There's still 3,500 on the ship. Even those that were tested early should be retested. It's just, it's a historic failure in disease control, and this will certainly be taught in schools on how not to manage a pandemic and how to lose the confidence of the populations being governed.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Nyman, for the update. Listeners, as always, please go to Recombinomics.co for all the latest information, as we always say, and please keep up to date on the latest information. We will update you when we can. Thanks, and everyone, for listening.